Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Biyako Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abasso Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara, towards the end of the Amud, brings the idea, the concept, the Loi Tehei Ba'avburi Achsanto, don't be in a place where they move a Yerusha, Ve'afilu Mibroa Bisho Lebroa Tavo. Even if you take it from a bad son to a good son, don't transfer Yerushas from one son to another. It's not something the Chachomim want you to do. Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, in the end of Parshas Chayesoro, asks according to that. We know that Avraham Avinu, the Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu took the Nechosim that he had and gave it to Yitzchok. And he took it away from Yishmael. And also, the Bnei Ketoyer brought that in the end of Parshas Chayesoro. Avraham Avinu took away their Nechosim. He gave everything to Yitzchok except a few things. Says Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, we know that Avraham Avinu kiyem kol ha-Torah kulo. If so, what's pshat? They took away the Yerusha of Yishmael and gave it to Yitzchok. Now this question of Yom Mizrahi, many of the Achronim discuss. We have the Marsho, we have the Ma'aral, and the Gur Aryeh speaks about it, and many others. We'll mention over here just a few of the answers the Achronim shed on this sugya. So the Rabbi Yom Mizrahi himself says, it says in the Pasuk, Ki bi Yitzchok yikarel l'chazera. Similarly, the Ma'aral says it. Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, b'nevuo, that Yitzchok is the one who's going to be Yerushim. So even though usually we don't transfer Yerusha from one son to another, but here was a special deep from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yerusha should go to Yitzchok. So the Be'er Sheva in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Aleph says, this Pasuk of Kibi Yitzchok Yikor HaZera refers to only Klapi Yishmael. That when Sarah told Avraham Avinu to kick out Yishmael from the house, so said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to her, Kibi Yitzchok Yikor HaZera. Meaning the Pasuk is saying, don't care so much about Yishmael, Yitzchok will be your main Zera. But what about Bnei Keturah? And there we don't have this Pasuk. Now, you could answer that when it says Yitzchok Yikor HaZera means in general, within here you have the Nevuah that only Yitzchok will be the Zera. And that's probably the way the Ram learned it. But the Be'er Sheva doesn't like this answer. So the Be'er Sheva brings two other answers, which are discussed a lot among the Achronim. So the first answer, he says, that the din is that when do we say that a son is a son? Only a son who comes from a Isha, not a son from a Shifcha. Hagar was the mother of Ishmael, and she is the mother of Bnei Ketoyah. She was a Shifcha. She was a mate. So her children are not considered to be the children of Avraham Avinu. And adds the Be'er Sheva, even though maybe Avraham Avinu released Hagar, says, yeah, but Avraham Avinu was a ger, so ger, she's gayer, it's considered to be a gerus, they're not related, and there's therefore Avraham Avinu who doesn't have the obligation to give the Yerusha to the other children. Then the Be'er Sheva says another answer. He says, what is the reason that you can't transfer a nachla from one son to another? So as the Rashbam brings over here, and that's what the Gemara in Ksuvus quotes, because you don't know who's going to come out of it. This son right now is not a great son, but he may have very good children coming out later. He may have great children that will come out of him. So don't take away the Yerusha from him. Says the Be'er Sheva, that's a regular child, a regular Yid. But by Yishmael and Bnei Ketoyah, Avraham Avinu knew that no good children, no Yidin are coming out of these people. So therefore he didn't give them the Yerusha. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Beis HaOitzer, he brings in the name of the Magid Mishorin, the Rabbi Yosef, that the whole idea of Nachlo is something that has to do with Pisoid, of Pikabolah, in Yonim Gedoyli Me'oid, that the whole concept of every Nachla is supposed to be divided. So he says, according to this, Efshar, that Avraham Avinu, who knew the Soid, so he knew that this doesn't apply to these kids. And he can add to this. This is really what the Rajwa and Shuva brings regarding the famous question that we spoke about many times in the Shurim. What shot that the Avos that kept all Kol HaTorah Kulo, some mitzvah they didn't keep. For example, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. So the Rajbi explains that they kept the Torah as much as they knew that's what Hashem wants them to do. But when they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do something else, so they did that. Meaning, because the others were not obligated to keep the Torah, so they, Beruach Kachma, peace, so you knew when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to follow the Torah and when not. And this is really what Yosef Engel is bringing over here. That Avraham Avinu knew that in this case, we don't want to use the Yerusha, peace, so you, because this Soy does not apply to his kids. And this connects beautifully with what the Chasam Sofer Masechet Ksuvos says. The Chasam Sofer brings the name of his father. That his father said, the Pasuk says, Vayera Dover Me'oid Beinei Avram Al-Dois B'noi. It says Avram was very bad for him. He wasn't happy about the fact that Yishmael needs to leave. Don't get so bad for you. So says the Chazal Sofer, what's the idea? Why would Avraham Avinu have was so terrible for him that he had to kick away Yeshua? Says the Chazal Sofer, what bothered Avraham Avinu is the question of the Re'em. He says, okay, I don't mind kicking away Yeshua, but what about the fact that he's going to lose his Yerusha? I don't want to pass a Yerusha from a bad child to a good child. So told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should know, listen to Sarah Yimeinu. She knows there's no good children coming out of Yishmael. You have nothing to worry about. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Haskam, you should know, that there's nothing, no good children coming out of here, and therefore there's no problem of Yibur Echsan that we learned in our Sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.